He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Ole Miss Evie is with us. Ole Miss had their day on Tuesday. Evie was also part of a private interview session, her and a few reporters, with Lane Kiffin. Evie, what came out of those meetings? Anything interesting pop up for you?
I tell you what. First of all, it's great to be here. Thank you for having
Thank
me back.
You.
I thought it was interesting, the talk that Kiffin made a little bit about, you know, after Sankey came out and said that if you miss games due to COVID, they won't be, I mean, you'll be forfeiting, right? You won't get
right
to replay them at some point. And so Kiffin was asked about that in our little private gathering, and he said that, you know, they can't, they're certainly not going to force kids. I mean, it is something that they're definitely talking to him about because, again, nobody wants to have to forfeit a game, but, you know, he understands that different kids and different families have different beliefs and such, but he did say that they would be, you know, talking to him and making a little push is the way he described it. And Matt Corral, later in our private little breakout with him, he said the same thing, that basically as the leader of the team, he understands that not everybody may want to get the shot. I mean, some people might be afraid, or some people's beliefs, they just might not want to do it. But he said, you know, we're really... And we understand that, but, you know, again, we don't want to forfeit a game. So I think that they took what Sankey said really, you know, really seriously.
Something you and I have discussed, oh, so many times. Obviously, the quarterback established is Matt Corral. That's not a debate. But John Rhys Plumlee, I know we have said so many times, got to get him somewhere out there more. Is that the plan?
Yes, that is the plan, and that was another interesting thing that Kiffin talked about yesterday with us, was just the fact that, you know, we're going to, much like he did with Elijah Moore last year, he kind of, you know, you saw Elijah get the ball in all sorts of different ways, but he actually wants to do something similar with Plumlee. And he did bring up again, you know, he just said, we're excited to see what we can do with him as a guy who can, you know, make big plays. And he again reiterated how impressive it was to him that Plumlee went out and played receiver in the Outback Bowl and had five passes for 73 yards, and said again, it's, you know, this isn't Little League where you just throw a guy out there and say, go play. You know, this is a major college football team. And on a personal note about Plumlee, Kiffin also said that if his son Knox could grow up to be just like John Rhys Plumlee, that would make him a really, really happy dad. So he's got a lot of respect for John Rhys.
Yeah, that's quite a compliment. Back to Elijah Moore. He's on off to make his money, which he has absolutely earned. And we knew he was a good player. Was the explosion, though, in his numbers and his game expected the way it happened?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I mean, I think a lot of people were excited. You know, we've got him coming back. We had lost, obviously, DK and AJ and such, and players of that caliber, it's hard to replace. And a lot of people inside the program were saying, just, you know, just wait, you're going to see a real breakout year from Elijah. And Kiffin, even before the season got started, said he's going to leave here having broken many, many records. So I think Kiffin absolutely expected it.
Yeah.
Did I expect it? I don't know that I think I was happily surprised. I don't know that anybody would have predicted, outside of maybe Elijah and Kiffin, just how well he did do. But, boy, he was fun to watch. And, you know, Kiffin also mentioned yesterday in our little breakout group that he's also going to be doing maybe something similar with Jerrion Ealy. He's healthy now after shoulder surgery, getting better, and that we may see him, you know, getting the ball in some various different ways.
Very funny yesterday at the podium when the Bryce Young story hit, and apparently he hadn't heard it yet. And I guess nobody can handle that like him. And I'm not sure what Lane was trying to say other than that is typical Nick Saban, ahead of everybody with news about a player. And that was probably a recruiting signal too, don't you think, Evie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, think about that. That's just so impressive. And I was sitting in there on the front row when he was asked that. And I mean, his shock seemed quite genuine to me. I mean, yeah. he even mentioned it later again. He still just couldn't get over it. So I think absolutely. I mean, all I could think of is, hey, Arch Manning, you know, if you come to Ole Miss, I can't even imagine, you know, how many figures we would be talking in NIL money. So, but yeah, that's just a phenomenal deal. And I also thought, you know, Corral was asked about that, and I don't know if you saw that, but it was quite interesting to me that he approaches it from the point of view. He said, "Look, my family didn't have the most money, you know, growing up." He said, "But, you know, we had more than some," and he said, there are kids out here that this is really going to help them, for, you know, and their families. You know, frankly, now, he said, there are a lot of kids out here who this is really, really beneficial for, and he's really happy for it. And frankly, I remember back at SEC Media Days when Bo Wallace was the quarterback, and I remember him actually saying he was blessed to have a family who could send him money when he needed food or whatever, but that he knew players on his team who sometimes went hungry. So, you know, that's kind of a sobering thought.
Ole Miss Evie joins us from the Rebel Walk. We'll let you know how you can get all of her information. Speaking of that, you brought up Arch Manning, and I did want to go there. Is his scheduled visit, Evie, coming up, or have I skipped it?
Yes, no, it's coming up. I believe it's July 26th.
Okay.
And, yeah, Matt Corral was asked about that yesterday, and I think he's going to do all he can to make sure Arch has a nice time on his visit. So, yep, that's coming up, and Rebel fans are pretty excited. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but it is nice that he's making a visit.
What kind of relationship does Kiffin and the Mannings have?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I know at the Manning Passing Academy last week, I did read where Cooper, Arch's dad, said that they really hadn't gotten to know Kiffin and offensive coordinator Jeff Lebby, like, on a recruiting level. You know, Arch has been there. Of course, he's been there a million times probably in his life. He's been there and been around and hung out and whatever, but that in terms of being like the official, here's our recruiting spiel, you know, whatever, that they didn't know him as, know the coaches as well in that way, and so they were really looking forward to getting there and hearing what they had to say.
Jeff, too, here on Twitter, has a question. Please ask Evie, does she get the feeling Arch Manning, whenever he chooses his team, he'll go ahead and commit and then stay committed well ahead of the December 2023, class of 23, right? Signing date?
Right.
Do you get the feeling he'll do something and that's it? It's over?
I think, yeah, I actually do think that, but I think that that's more a function of just the Mannings and the Manning family. I think if Arch comes out and commits, which I do think he will do before, I don't think we'll have signing day drama, but I think that he will stick with it. And I noticed you know, at the Manning camp, Peyton and Eli were taking questions, and somebody asked Eli, you know, I mean, asked Peyton, brought up, why did he pick Tennessee over Ole Miss, you know, and so he's still having to answer that question, but wow. He commented that, you know, in anything that he does, you know, he makes a decision that he thinks is right for him, and then it's full speed ahead. You know, you got to be confident in what you're doing, and so I thought that was interesting, and I think that, you know, he just said he felt like Tennessee at the time was best for him, and then that was that. And so I don't think that Arch, I think once he commits, I think, barring any unforeseen change, you know, wherever he commits, I think that that'll be that.
Ole Miss Evie is with us. She's at the SEC Football Media Desk. Little off the beaten path here, but I was talking to Gator Dave. He said the crowds compared to other SEC Media Days are down. Media participation, of that is. Have you noticed that too?
Yeah, well, it's because they won't let fans in because of COVID. And
right.
So, you know, used to you'd walk in and the lobby was packed and people were, you know, had their jerseys on and I'm looking out the front right now, and there's a great big, huge, gigantic Alabama chair. Like, I don't know what's going on there. Like, it's maybe 15 feet tall. So the Alabama people are outside. Matt Corral mentioned that yesterday in our breakout with him, that it's you know, I asked him, because, you know, Matt represented Ole Miss back in 2019, and the difference in that young man from 2019 when he was a freshman to now is just really, really amazing to me, just like a completely different person. No deer in the headlight looks, you know. But when I asked him what was different to him or what he would take away, he said it's just different not having all the fans in here. It's just like he's excited to be here, but he said it's just, there's just not the same level of excitement keeping fans out. So I definitely agree with Dave.
And regular media, though, is that down to participation?
I think, you know, I didn't notice that, but see, I wasn't here for the first day, and I can tell you, I felt like the room was packed yesterday for Lane, so I don't know if it's that, you know, I'm covering somebody that, you know, a lot of people want to see what he has to say. I tell you what, I'm going to go down there this morning for Nick Saban, then I bet it'll be packed in there also. So I don't know. I mean, I felt like Radio Row was fairly crowded, but definitely, I mean, I would agree with Dave, not as crowded as I have seen it in the past. So I don't know if some folks are just utilizing, you know, Zoom and this new strange world we're in now or what. But yeah, I definitely think it has had a little bit of a different feel.
Nick Saban today with that Bryce Young news, no telling what's going to be said.
Well, and not only that, but did you see the whole Deion Sanders thing yesterday where he said, you know, you don't call Nick Nick. You don't call Nick Saban Nick, so don't call me Deion. And, I think it's going to be, you know, there's probably going to be a few Nicks in there, which I think most people usually address him as Nick that I've seen, but, you know, that's just me.
I mean, if we can't call you Evie, I don't even know what your name would be.
I'm serious. No, I mean, you can call me anything. I mean, absolutely anything. I would answer too if it were you on the other end.
Oh, Miss Evie from the Rebel Walk is with us. Now, is today travel day? You heading back to Texas?
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually headed back to my daughter's in Brandon to spend some time with Emily Grace. And Emily Grace will turn 4 next month.
Wow.
And I always remember on the day of her birth, I had the honor of being on your show while I was at the hospital awaiting her arrival. So
4 years. Wow. That is fast.
Yeah. Time's flying.
Tell everybody how they can get all your information at the Rebel Walk.
Well, they can find us at therebelwalk.com, or they can follow us on Twitter at The Rebel Walk or at Ole Miss Evie to follow me. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram. And we would love it if folks would check us out.
Evie, always a pleasure. Safe travels to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Ole Miss Evie joins us. You've heard her on this show many, many times in the past. She is incredible.